Welcome back to Speak Easy with Seth and Scott. I am Seth.
And I am Scott.
That's right,
and son. Welcome to the Speakeasy.
Yeah, you got to say your part. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you always jump in ahead of time.
I do not, but this time you I did. I jumped
now
in
we
got to
do it all over again.
We're not doing it all over again. Sometimes we do several takes. Yeah. We're not doing that today.
No, we'll just let it go.
No, yeah.
How's it going? Let's do it again.
No, we're not going to do it again. I'm not going to let you. I'm going to make it so that we're the first 30 seconds of this show is you requesting to do it again, and we're just going to keep
We're wasting time.
What?
Oh, that is a good drink.
This is what we do here. We waste time.
Yeah, I know.
We got nothing but time over here. This is tasty. What are we drinking today, Dad?
We're drinking.
Let's get right into it.
We are drinking an almost painkiller.
Almost a painkiller for legal reasons, technically.
Yes, because we do not want to get sued.
We do not get it sued. And we'll get into that in a minute here. Yes. But I do want to know how your week was, how your day's going.
I had a short week, had Monday off, took Friday off.
That was nice. So yeah, I bet.
Only worked 3 days.
Friday off as well, so you only worked 3 days.
Yeah, and I got a lot done yesterday. Got my hair cut, went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Got some toothpaste.
You got some toothpaste?
Yeah, I was running out of toothpaste. Yeah. Got to have the toothpaste.
This is so freaking good, by the way. We didn't talk about the drink itself at all. So, again, we'll get into it later, but it has 2 ounces of Pusser's rum specifically, if you're making a painkiller.
If you are making a painkiller, you have to use Pusser's rum.
Now, we are using...
We're using Appleton Estates Jamaican rum.
Appleton Estates Jamaican rum, which is why this is almost a painkiller, but not quite. And then 4 ounces of pineapple juice, a shit ton of pineapple juice, 1 ounce of orange juice, an ounce of cream of coconut, and the nutmeg freshly garnished, and pineapple wedge freshly garnished. And then we actually did have, like, an orange slice as a garnish as well, as the pineapple. And we did an umbrella and straw. Obviously, you want to put a straw in there.
Yeah,
and
you'll see the picture on the...
Frickin' if you're on the Facebook, festive.
If you're on the Facebook page, you'll see the picture. It's very pretty.
Yeah. And we might get an Instagram here at some point. That'd be fun to put the drinks on there. But these look spectacularly insane. And I love these kind of drinks because then you get little snacks when you're done with the drink.
And you cannot taste the rum.
That's the dangerous thing about this, is you absolutely cannot taste the alcohol in it.
There's 2 ounces of rum, and you can't taste it.
Yeah, can't taste it at all. It's so creamy. It's unbelievably creamy.
Yeah, I like how the cream of coconut kind of floats to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Covers the pineapple.
Yeah.
Eat one of the pineapple.
You gotta eat one of the pineapples?
Yeah, it's just kind of covered in that cream of coconut. It's just...
Well, let me get one of those here.
Isn't that amazing?
That's delicious, yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend this if you want a nice summer rum drink.
Yeah, and this one is very easy to make. Apparently, though, you said that it was hard to find dark rum. You could only find
I went all over
rum.
Town, and even my go-to, Hy-Vee,
yeah, they didn't
who know. Has a pretty good selection.
They have a lot of stuff there.
The only dark rum they really had was Bacardi.
And you didn't really want to get Bacardi.
No, everything else was spiced rum, because I guess people like spiced rum now.
That is kind of the go-to. Spiced rum is pretty good. You're usually not going to use regular rum if you're doing like a rum and coke or something like that.
But, and we'll get into the story of this later, but on the way over here, we stopped at a gas station that's just down the street from the studio.
Yeah, just right down the street.
And they had a bottle of Curazon rum, dark Curazon rum.
Which
was the original rum.
Yeah.
In the original recipe.
The first ever rum that they used is what you said.
Yeah.
And they had it.
And they had it at this little gas station.
Yeah. And that gas station
is turning into more of a bodega.
Kind of. They got a lot. Their food there is pretty dang good.
Yeah.
They're making food all day long there to put out. It's not long before they start taking orders.
Yeah. They really shaped that place up.
Yeah, they're starting to sell a bunch of different
stuff. And they had some other pretty high-end bottles.
Now, see, I thought the only difference between a gas station slash convenience store in a bodega is, one, bodegas don't really sell gas.
No.
And two, bodegas are in New York.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
So I don't know about other countries, but yeah,
New York. Does anywhere else have a bodega?
Yeah, just like, I think it's a kind of convenience store that you can pop into and maybe buy eggs and some fruit or some food, pre-made food.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you're, you know, like Coke, Pepsi,
you buy
energy drinks, whatever.
Bevy.
Yeah. So, but this place is like headed that way, I think.
It's getting close.
But they had some high-end bottles on the shelf.
Did they really?
Yeah, they had like a 25-year-old scotch.
Damn. They do have a very small selection, though. They
have it's small, but they're hitting all the... They're hitting all the notes.
Yeah, well,
they have a better gin selection than Walmart.
Oh, really? Well, Walmart weirdly doesn't have a huge alcohol selection.
No, they don't.
I imagine they just sell what sells.
Yeah, just your. I mean, even your top shelf stuff at Walmart is going to be middle shelf at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, stuff that's like $50-$60, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. I don't even know if they have a bottle over 30.
Jesus. Oh, so they really only have, like mid-range stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, that's, they sell what sells. People don't really go to Walmart to get, if you're looking to get ingredients to buy a cocktail, you wouldn't really think Walmart.
No, but you wouldn't think a gas station either.
No, you wouldn't think a gas station, but you know what? They're changing the game.
They are.
I wish gas stations could have bars. Why isn't that? Is there some kind of law behind that? I imagine there is.
Probably local. I know in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Yeah.
On their main street. Their main street is, it's either bars or shops that sell souvenirs.
Yeah.
But you can go into any of those shops.
And gamble.
And there's also a bar.
Yeah.
It might be really small, but you can grab a tall drink. Boy PBR. You can take it outside, walk around.
Yeah. Oh, you're just that you can publicly walk around and drink in that
time? Oh, yeah.
Were you drinking when we went there when we were kids?
Not so much.
I don't remember you drinking that much while we were walking around.
Well, because I had to drive and I had two little kids with me.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
I did wait one night until you went to bed and then I went down to the hotel bar.
Yeah, I remember you said you did that. And then you went and played poker.
Yeah, then I went three and played, in the morning. Yeah, well, four. But
4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jesus. It was a nice hotel, though.
And I don't think they're supposed to, but they were still serving us.
Well, now you're going to get them shut down. Don't say what the name of the bar was.
Well, then the last time I was there, they didn't. I thought I could go in, like, close to 2 and get in on a poker game.
And they were closing up?
Yeah, they were, like, closing up. So I think maybe they got shut down for a while.
Oh, damn. Or maybe it was COVID stuff?
It could have been. Well, this was pre-COVID.
Oh. When's the last time that you were up there?
It was a couple years ago. It was right before COVID. COVID.
Oh, well, you were able to sneak one. It was like the summer.
Early fall before COVID hit.
Yeah. You were able to sneak in one last trip before that whole thing.
Ooh. That is so tasty.
Yeah, I'm in such like a relaxed mood now. Like I'm just absolutely hanging out here. I feel
all that
like
coconut flavor, the pineapple, the orange.
It all does. Mixes it together just relaxes really well. Again, you cannot taste any alcohol. Be careful with these. But they're super easy to make. So
I bet you could drink these all day long.
You think you could drink them all day long.
No, but after 3 or 4, you're going to be standing up and all of a sudden it's going to hit you.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're going to be laying sideways. and then that's it. That's all she wrote. You'll be passed out.
Well, that's what summer days are for.
It depends what kind of lifestyle you lead.
Well, you know, if you've got the rest of the day cleared and you're throwing some steaks on the grill or something.
Then you want to have 3 pina coladas. And
this is based off the pina colada.
Plastered.
It's not quite
a pina colada. It's not a pina colada. It's a almost painkiller. It almost, honestly, not even almost. I think it's better than a pina colada.
I don't know that if I've ever had a pina colada.
What is it? It's just rum and pineapple juice, right? Without all the other stuff. I'm pretty sure. Let's take a look here. I could be completely wrong. What is a pina colada?
I think it's got a few more things in it.
It might. I thought it was just rum and pineapple juice for some reason. It is 1.5 cups ice, 1.5 cup diced pineapple frozen, 2 ounces pineapple juice, 2 ounces Coco Lopez coconut cream.
But coconut yeah, that's cream. Kind of the go-to standard
Coco Lopez
coconut cream.
I don't know if we use that.
No, this uses
1.5 ounces of white rum and then 1 ounce of dark rum. So it uses two different kinds of rums
and it's
pineapple
blended.
Slices. And it's blended. So maybe it's the problem. Maybe it's better. I don't know the last time I had a proper pina colada. We'll have to maybe have those at some time farther down the road because, again, these are pretty similar.
Yeah, and tiki drinks take a lot of ingredients usually.
Yeah, a crap ton of stuff. Even this has been a shit ton of stuff. Even, and we haven't even gotten to some of the things that have like 4 or 5 different liquors in it.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of different creme de whatevers. There's a lot of creme des out there. There's a lot of different creme des.
Oh, yeah. There's one. I found one drink that uses the creme de cassis.
Good. We need to get it off my show. Let's make 36 of them.
Yeah.
Let's have a party where we make a bunch of those.
We could do that. Get rid of that bottle.
Get rid of creme de cassis on my shelf. I have cream of cacao, cream of curacao, or just curacao, I think it is.
It's...
What? Why'd you sigh at me? Did I say something? So I'm pretty sure it's curacao.
Okay, we'll just call it that.
Well, what is it then? You tell me what it is. Well, then it's curacao.
My head is all fuzzy from this rum drink.
It kind of makes you a little fuzzy, right?
It does.
And I honestly feel like I'm just sitting on a beach chair, just relaxing here. This is one of those ones that you want to be drinking outside.
Mm. You definitely do.
But when I made it, I always doubled the ingredients. Which, by the way, someone, if you know for sure whether or not that even works, because I always just double the ingredients and...
Make two drinks
in one, and then I pour out two drinks.
Well, we could ask our good friend, Paca.
We'll have to ask Paca. Or if someone out there knows, reach out to us. Let us know.
Because I'm pretty sure that's how she does it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would just split up the two drinks. And maybe we asked her on the episode, and she answered.
I don't remember, because it just came to me. I was like, okay, if he puts in 4 ounces of rum instead of two...
Technically, it disperses throughout the whole drink, or it does, not technically. It does disperse itself throughout the whole liquid mixture. But since you're only getting half of the liquid mixture, you'd technically only be getting 2 ounces of rum, right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Same thing with, like, the orange juice.
Is the concentration...
I feel like we're dumbasses here. I feel like this is very simple.
We're overthinking this.
I think we're overcomplicating it. But we'll reach out and ask. Because that's the way we've always done it. I'm pretty sure... I feel like that makes sense. That doesn't... Maybe you'd get a higher concentrated percentage, but I really doubt it.
Well, Paca is texting me, so I will get back to her.
Yeah, you text her. I'll put a little sidebar on whatever you guys are talking about. Real quick, throw that in there. Get us an answer at some time during the episode. I just stuttered there a little bit.
Okay, so for some reason, she just sent me a... picture of English cucumber diced up with looks like red chili crunch paste.
Was it like a picture of something she's eating right now?
Yeah, she just said she brought her Asian with her.
Brought her Asian with her?
Yeah, she went on vacation.
Should we be saying that on the pod?
Well, I think she's into Asian food right now.
Oh. I don't know. That sounds
a little
sketchy.
Looks like an English cucumber.
What's an English cucumber compared to a regular cucumber?
They're smaller and a little more wrinkly.
Just like English people.
Smaller and wrinkly?
That was mean.
Yeah, take that back.
I take it back. I don't think they're wrinkly, or honestly, smaller.
No.
That didn't even really make sense. It was a dig, though. And there's English people out there that listen, so I'm not going to alienate them too much.
Yeah, please don't. I think we did enough last week.
What did we do last week?
With our commercial.
Oh, yeah, we did do a commercial with bad English accents.
I mean, yours wasn't too bad.
It was decent. I didn't even know that I could kind of do that, that sort of British accent, kind of proper kind of accent. But it turned out pretty good. It was pretty funny, but
you did edit it well.
Pretty out there. I did like the way it came together sound-wise. I feel like it literally sounded like I was, like, washing dishes or some shit or in the other room and listening to somebody watching a pharmaceutical commercial on the television.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So, any good drink story, there are multiple versions out there. Some people say this, some people say that, because the stuff isn't well documented. But, so you have...
It's pretty much like hearsay.
Yeah, I had to read a bunch of articles, watch a few YouTube videos, and then take the information that everyone had in common.
Yeah.
To put together what I think is a fairly accurate history of this drink.
You in full research department.
I actually did, yeah.
That's good.
I started taking my Chromebook to the bar with me. Because I can sit there and just have a beer.
Yeah, if it's a quiet night, then quiet. You can kind of just work on stuff.
Yeah, and I can just work on stuff. And
that's fun. It's almost like the middle-aged working man's equivalent of writing at the coffee at a coffee shop. It's writing at the bar when you get off work.
Well, I liken it to the old school days in France, where poets and writers would gather at the bar.
And they would do their work. Well, then you just need to get some writers and poets to start coming to the bar with you.
That would be nice. Nice round table.
Yeah. If there's any writers and poets out there that want to start a writers and poets bar club, reach out. Let's make it happen. Let's make that a new national standard, right? Let's bring that back that age. I do think we should get something. We got to get a little class back into the country. A little tangent here, don't
you
think? We need like something like that. A little more thinking, a little more discussion about stuff.
Like the old salon.
Yeah, like kind of that, but for everybody, not as classist and racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more, actual discourse and a little less only discourse for rich white people.
The Algonquin Roundtable.
Algonquin, was that?
Algonquin.
Algonquin, I'm unfamiliar with that word.
There was a Algonquin Hotel.
Mm-hmm, where was that at?
New York City,
NYC. And
they had a lounge,
uh-huh.
restaurant,
uh-huh.
and a group of writers and poets would meet there like once a week for lunch
mm-hmm.
and drinks. Because they were writers and poets. And
so they would drink, probably most of them were alcoholics.
And they got lunch and drink and then just discuss their craft.
Yeah. See, now that's fun. That's a good time. And, people should be doing that
Dorothy
on the
Parker.
Twitch streams, though.
Have you ever read Dorothy Parker?
I don't believe I've ever read any of her work.
She's a very sarcastic poet.
A sarcastic poet. See, I don't really read a lot of poetry.
Hers is really good.
It's very good poetry.
It is.
Better than Emily Dickinson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who knows?
Hers is very witty and sharp.
Sharp poetry.
I think that was late 30s. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Maybe
do people
Gary
still
would
do
know.
Poetry, or is it just not people only care about the stuff that's old?
I think less and less people are poets.
Yeah, are there? Well, yeah, is there anyone who's like a full poet anymore?
Yeah, Nebraska has a state poet laureate.
A laureate? They have a poet laureate?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, they're good for them. They support poetry.
They do. So.
So does the country.
This drink goes back not very long ago. Maybe the early 70s.
Oh, only in the 70s.
Yeah. So, there was a bar in the Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
You snapped to attention for some reason.
I was it was an interesting story. I was tuning in.
Yeah. So in the British Virgin Islands, there was a bar that was like out in the water, and there was no dock. You would bring your boat in, but you would have to just throw some money in your pockets,
swim up,
and jump into the water and swim up to the bar.
A true swim up bar.
Yes. So when you got to the bar, your money was wet.
Yeah, it was all soggy, all soaked.
So it was named the Soggy Dollar Bar,
which is an apt name. Yeah, it's very aptly named. The Soggy Dollar Bar. Unless you were paying in coins. Do you think anybody like swam up with a bag of coins? Or tried to and they drowned? Because they had a big old bag of coins and they refused to let go of them. If you
drink all day, you'd have to have a lot of coins.
You'd have to have a lot of coins if you were going to pay for them with coins. And you wanted to get a few drinks. Okay, so they had the Soggy Dollar Bar. And this is where the drink originated?
It was invented there.
Did they have umbrellas in their drinks? Did you find that in your studies?
No, I didn't.
Because we have fun umbrellas.
I'm sure they did.
Probably, right? I mean, because that was during the tiki drinks. Because you said tiki drinks are old. Like 1800s old. Like they've been around for a while. Some of them. Not all of them.
But this one was created in the 70s by a woman named Daphne Henderson.
Yeah.
Now, some people say she owned the bar. Some people are like, we don't really have any proof that she owned the bar.
They just think she might have owned the bar. Or but she might definitely have just worked there.
And she created this cocktail. And people loved it.
Yeah.
Thought and it I can dope. See why, because this is very tasty.
It's a real tasty drink. If nothing like this existed before, I can see why people digged it and all the way around.
Dug it.
Dugged it, digged it.
Dug it. I think.
Yeah, but I think digged it has a better... no, it kind of... Yeah. I guess you're right. It kind of sounds off. Dug it is the proper subjugate, so I can't speak today. It's
past.
Fine. Yeah, it's past tense, so it's whatever. You know what I was trying to say?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so the drink. Talk about the drink. Don't talk about my bad drunken slurs.
So,
slurred speech, I mean.
Some stories say she used Curazon rum.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some bartenders say she used two different types of rum.
Oh.
But this is a drink that brought people into the bar.
It literally, yeah, it was like a...
People would take their boats out and just to go to this bar. You know, it's a sunny day. What do? We're out on the boat. Let's go to the bar.
Let's go get a painkiller.
And they loved it. They loved the painkiller.
Yeah.
So there was a guy, Charles Tobias, who owned a rum plantation.
Yeah.
Down in the Caribbean. And he would come to this bar a lot.
Yeah.
And drink painkillers.
Because they were tasty.
And he loved them. And he kept asking her for the recipe. Now, they were pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And they remained friends, even though he did her dirty.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And even if we had access to it, if we could have found it, we wouldn't have been doing it with Pusser's rum today.
No.
So, yeah, but you'll find out at the end of the story why.
So he kept asking her for the recipe, and she wouldn't give it to him because that's what brought people into her bar.
Uh-huh.
So he, one day, was able to sneak out a painkiller.
Yeah, you said he, like, put a little bit in, like, a bottle or some shit.
Poured it into a bottle, swum back to his boat, took it back to where he was at.
Yeah.
And reverse-engineered it.
Little schemey mother lover.
And he found what he thought was the recipe.
Uh-huh.
Except he used his rum, which was Pusser's rum.
Pusser's rum.
Which is a naval style rum. So it's a little heavier. It's got a little more forward. I think it's made with molasses because it's an English rum.
Is it a dark rum?
Yeah, it's a very dark rum.
Okay.
I'm almost done with this.
Well, me too. They're good. They're damn good.
So he came back to the bar.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I know your recipe. And he made her one using his rum.
Yeah.
And she said, it's close, but it's not as good as mine. Obviously, she would say that.
Yeah. She said, well, my mine's better because it's mine.
So they made a $100 bet. And there were 10 people at the bar.
Yeah.
And they each made 10 drinks using her recipe and using his recipe. Didn't tell the 10 people.
Which one was which.
Which was which. And had them try all of them, both of them.
Yeah.
And 10 out of 10 came back and said, we like this one, and it was his with the Pusser's rum.
Yeah. So instead of making a deal with her.
Now, he did take the $100.
Yeah.
And he bought everybody's drinks.
Good for him.
But then...
Yeah, now he could have split it with, like, made a deal with her with some shit.
Could have, but he just went home and said, oh, I'm going to copyright this.
Mm-hmm.
So he copyrighted it. And if you don't use Pusser's rum in your painkiller...
You can't call it.
You can't call it a painkiller.
A painkiller.
And there was a bar, a tiki bar in New York City.
Yeah.
Called the Painkiller. And they did not use Pusser's rum in their painkiller.
And they got sued. And they got
sued. They ended up settling by changing their name from Painkiller to PNKY or PKNY.
Well, that's pretty close, but not quite. So, yeah, we are drinking almost a painkiller today.
Not quite a painkiller.
Not quite a painkiller.
But the original, close to the original painkiller.
Pretty close. Now, we should have got that bottle from that gas station, so we could have at least had the original, what they think was the original recipe for the painkiller.
But we're using Appleton Estates Jamaican rum.
Which I have to say works well. It works fine. Yeah, maybe one day I'll try it with the Pusser's.
It's a go-to rum.
Yeah.
You can sit and sip on it.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty rum. I like rum. I don't know many people who would be adverse to the rum taste.
But that also pissed off a lot of bartenders.
Well, it pissed me off too.
Copywriting a drink and saying you have to use this alcohol.
Yeah, that's kind of screwed up. That doesn't sit well with me.
No, and it doesn't sit well with a lot of bartenders.
Yeah. So I almost honestly, yeah, I'll try it with the original, what they think is the original recipe, but maybe I don't think I'll ever drink it with the Pusser's. I'll never buy a bottle of Pusser's rum, on principle.
And all the YouTube stories I saw on this, everyone pretty much said, yeah, it is better with Pusser's.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean,
but
if it is,
none
it
of
is.
Them used Pusser's because what a dick move.
Yeah, on principle. If that's your friend and then you go and you copyright it, instead of being like, hey, you should use, hey, here's your proof, you should use my rum in your drinks from now on, or hey, we should copyright this.
Yeah.
Or any of the above options, he did it dirty. And then for the company to go on for the next 50 years and then be dicks about it and sue anybody. People. Yeah, anybody who uses not Pusser's rum and uses the name Painkiller is still a dickhead move. I mean, it's a company founded on dickhead principles. And, you know, I'm not so apt. I'm sure I'm not saying that I'm morally, you know, I'm sure I've bought from companies that are warlords in some country or the other. But
well,
you know,
I'm sure.
We're not all perfect.
But you
still
have to
screw
draw
that
the line
guy.
Somewhere.
You got to draw the line somewhere, and I draw the line at Pusser's rum.
But I do kind of want to try it.
Well, you can try it if you will, but I will not give them money. They can't have it.
Maybe I'll use it and make something else.
Make something that's not a painkiller? You're still giving them money, though.
Well, yeah.
You're still buying a bottle of Pusser's rum. It is fun to say, unfortunately, Pusser's. Pusser's.
Yeah.
It's not exactly appealing in the way of like, ooh, that sounds like a liquid that I want to put into my mouth. Pusser's. Are we going to get sued for defamation now? I don't know.
Probably could, because apparently they're pretty litigious.
Yeah. Look, pussers, we're just kidding. We're just joshing around. And yeah. Also, we haven't said anything that isn't...
somewhat accurate.
Well, no, it is a conjecture. We're not saying happened. We're just repeating conjecture. A story, a myth, a legend. If it did or didn't happen. But that's for the people's opinion to make or whatever.
But you can use any rum you want.
Yeah, and we're not drinking a painkiller today. We're drinking almost a painkiller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on YouTube, a lot of guys called it a cane pillar or an almost a painkiller.
A killer pain. This a killer is not of a painkiller. Pain. This isn't. This is almost a painkiller, but it isn't quite a painkiller drink.
Yeah. And I think copywriting a drink is just a dick move.
It's just weird. It just doesn't make any sense. I feel like, because that's kind of the idea of cocktails, is they're kind of supposed to be pretty loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
And, you know, it's kind of like a chef.
Yeah, it's kind of like each one is, yeah, you can kind of put your own little twist on it or be creative with it or whatever you want to do, but...
Yeah.
Just to be so specific where you have to use this exact brand of rum only because we happen to have the copyright on it and we want to make all the money off of the popularity and tastiness of this drink, which we didn't even invent.
Exactly.
It'd so, be like,
I don't know.
But it is pretty tasty. I will give that. It is a pretty tasty drink.
It is very tasty. I want another one, but I probably shouldn't.
Probably not. There's a lot of alcohol in this, even though we are doing this at a later hour.
We are.
Later than we have been recently. When we first started doing this, we would do it at, we were doing it like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I sounded like a dead zombie half of the time.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, even though that's when you're starting to wake up, the gears are starting to turn at the highest frequency.
Yeah. And now, you normally go to bed about this time.
Yeah, now I'm asleep usually at this time.
But it is Saturday, so.
It's Saturday. I slept in until 9:30 today.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was proud of myself. Well, I woke up at 7, and I said, nope, fuck it, fucking, fuck that, nope, screw that, and I went right back to bed.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I got up and went pee, but then I went right back to bed, because I'm all about that. But sleeping in for me is that now, is getting up at 8 a.m., getting up at 9 a.m., that kind of thing. Not getting... Sleeping in used to be, I'm going to sleep until 11 a.m., 12 p.m., maybe even 1 or 2, if I'm feeling crazy and had a crazy night. But now it's not. It's, I'm going to sleep on a Friday, Saturday, late. Sometimes...
Well, you were up pretty late last night.
That's the thing, is I usually stay up pretty late, but I even then, my body will only let me push it till 8 or 9. So, like, some night, there's been several Saturdays, because I've been going out a lot recently, where, like, I don't get back or don't go to bed until, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, yeah. Which is when I usually wake up. So, like, I'm doing a full 24 hours.
Yeah, that's rough. And then do you still get up at, like...
Then I get up at 8 or 9, yeah. Or no. Yeah, if I'm lucky, 10.
And if you do that on a Saturday night, then Sunday you've got to be back.
Then I got to start getting back into my own schedule.
Yeah.
For Monday, yeah. So. But that's the way of life for now.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I do like being up in the early morning. I don't mind being up in the early morning. I just wish it was maybe an hour later in the early morning.
Yeah.
3:30 is just such... It's so early. It's not morning to me. It's stark night. It's the middle of the night.
Because I had to come over here.
Oh, don't be telling people that.
Because normally you'll call me or text me when you get up.
Yeah, because you're usually up at that time. So I'm up at that usually time. Give you a call.
And you didn't, and it's about... 20 to 4.
Yeah.
And you have to be there at 4, normally.
Which I'm usually very good about that kind of thing.
And so I called. Famously. And you didn't answer.
Yeah.
So I gave it 5 minutes. I called again. I thought, oh, maybe he's in the shower. No answer. I kept calling.
Yeah.
And it, like, after 4 o'clock, I'm like, Well, he's either sound asleep and missed his alarm, or...
Which is almost what happened.
Or something. But I knew I wasn't going to be able to go to sleep.
Yeah, because you a little back of your mind thought I slipped and died or some shit.
Yeah, which happened to a coworker.
Because you have a little paranoia.
Well, I'm a worrier.
You're a worrier by nature. You pass that on to me genetically,
and
speaking, I think.
I didn't... You know, I didn't want you to just totally miss work.
Well, that's true. That's fair.
So I drove over here like 4:30 in the morning.
You freaking did.
And woke you up.
And that was there wasn't anyone here, but even on that, it was just on principle embarrassing. Where I'm living in my own house and my daddy woke me up. I just opened my eyes. Now, I did wake up at that 3:50, like 3:20, 3:30.
And you went back to sleep.
And I'm like, I'll snooze and just kind of lay here. Because sometimes I'll do that where I'll just kind of lay there for 10 minutes, gather my bearings. But apparently I was sleepy that day and went right back to sleep. And it was like an hour or something later that I was still stark asleep. I was late to work. Yeah. Usually I don't do that. That's not a characteristic that I hold.
No, but it worked out.
It was all fine. No one gives a shit in this
world. You just had to drive your own car.
Yeah, an hour away, which I don't give a shit on. Yeah. That's fine. I like driving, for the most part.
So, I think we should take a break.
Yeah, I have to pee. And we're all honestly over halfway here, so we'll go ahead and take our break now. I think we're going to do another commercial this week.
I did write another commercial.
Yeah, we don't do them every week, but we'll do one this week. Because it's topical, I guess.
It's relevant for the month.
Relevant is the word I'm looking for. So on that note, we'll be back after these messages. Oh, that's not the pause button. This is back after these messages. It's that time of year again. You know the day. Father's Day. And if you're like me, you have no idea what to get the old man. Another bottle of expensive scotch he's just going to mix with cola, a tie, a gift card that's going in his wallet never seeing daylight again? No. If your old man's like mine, he either has everything or just goes out and buys it himself.
Father's Day? Forget it. Stupid little bastards get me scotch or a tie. I don't even like scotch. Swear to God they ain't even mine. I should put my foot up my wife's ass. Why can't they get me something I really want?
There you have it, guys. Well, no more disappointments for you or your old man. Because today I'm here to give you the answer to all your Father Day's mishaps. For only a small fee and shipping and handling, we'll guarantee your old man gets a present he'll cherish forever. It simply and effortlessly works like this. You send us a photo of your mom. Yeah, and you know the one. The old photo, back when she was a looker. And then we'll use our advanced and almost patented photo editing software to create a tasteful yet tantalizing erotic nude portrait. And don't worry about having to see it yourself. We'll discreetly send it straight to your dad in a nondescript package. And just for the small price of $65.99, we'll throw in a masturbation sleeve and a bottle of lube. It's gross to you, but it's great for the old man.
Damn, that little fucker just hit it on the head this year. Now I can enjoy relations with my wife without having to look at those saggy, wrinkly fun bags. I'm happier, she's happier, and now we can just cuddle when I'm done. Just what she's been asking for.
So visit our website today at www.exoticmompictures.net and sign up for the best Father's Day ever. Disclaimer, we are not responsible if you actually try and visit this website, as we have no idea what will come up because we are way too afraid to look. Furthermore, please don't put a foot up your wife's ass, as that would be domestic violence, which we do not condone. Unless, of course, your wife is okay with it and gives you permission, in which case, that is not domestic violence, but please keep it to yourself. And we're back! Thank you for listening to our bullshit. They're fun commercials, though. You do a good job. They're very funny. They are so ridiculous.
I spend so much time writing.
You don't. You don't at all. It takes you 30 minutes to crank them out.
You know what takes the longest time?
What?
Coming up with the idea.
Well,
get an idea generated.
If I was just doing like copyright for a commercial,
yeah,
and someone said, "Here's a product, write a commercial for it,"
and you could just do that.
10 minutes, done.
Boom. Well, start asking people for ideas.
Or just ponder. Well, or just take 30 minutes to do it. You're fine.
Well, I spend some time, like, I don't actively spend an amount of time thinking of something. Just during my day, when I'm doing something mindless, I'm just coming up with ideas.
Yeah, something might come to you.
And this came to me, and I was like, okay. So then I end up at the bar later that night after work. And I had my Chromebook, and I just popped it out.
Yeah, you just ripped it out real quick.
Because you have a laptop and a Chromebook, but your Chromebook's a little more mobile.
Yeah, it's a little 13-inch thing.
Is that why you bought it? Is because it's very mobile?
No, I bought it on Prime Day.
Only because it was on sale?
Yeah, I got it, like, really cheap.
Yeah, well, if you got it cheap, you got it cheap.
And it's a Samsung. It's a Chromebook, so, I mean, it's got to be connected.
Has to be connected to Wi-Fi to even work.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of the downside of Chromebooks.
No, but it works well.
They have to be connected to Wi-Fi to even work.
And, you know, it's pretty inconspicuous. I can carry it into the bar. No one's going to freak out if I bring my big...
People are going to freak out if you bring a laptop into the bar?
Well, there's not a lot of space.
Well, no, you do usually sit at the bar. Now, it'd be different if you were at a table.
Yeah, but if I had another group of writers that want to come up.
If you had a whole group, yeah,
we'll get
a whole
the round club. Table.
And, yeah. And you need to make that happen, I'm telling you.
By the wall outlet. So we could all plug in.
Yeah, you got to have a place where you can plug in.
But I have found this thing has pretty good battery life.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than my frickin' phone. I have an iPhone, and I'm in like the
second or third year. And it's wanting me to get a new one, so it's killing my battery after, like 2 hours.
Is it charging now?
It charges.
You have it on the...
No, I... See, now the... Oh, yeah, the other thing is the charge port went out.
Yeah,
they like, do it that. Wore out. They do that. They wear out real easy. So instead of going and getting it fixed or going and buying a new one yet, because I'm stubborn like that, I just went out and bought a wireless charger.
Which is, by the way, the fucking future.
Then one day they're going to make them without the charge port. It's just going to be the wireless chargers. That is the fucking future. It down and it charges it. It's cool. I sincerely hope that one day, like, countertops are just have that feature. Just like tables, countertops, or like they just specifically make like what are those called? Those kind of like tables that sit next to your like couch or like stuff like that.
End table.
Like those coffee tables. Wouldn't that be sick? You're just in the living room, you just plop your phone on the coffee table, it starts charging.
That's a lot of magnetic fields you're dealing with.
Whatever! We're all going to get cancer from plastics in our body.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I saw some meme or something the other day, some article.
The other thing, though, I'm kind of thinking, because you told me, when we were at the hotel.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Don't put your key card next to your phone.
Well, yeah, because that'll wipe it clean.
So I'm kind of thinking if you put a credit card or a debit card or something on
it won't wipe the debit card or credit card.
I'm thinking it will.
It's just that the magnetic charge or whatever it is.
Well, I used to have a money clip. A
key card.
And it was magnetic.
Uh-huh.
And I made the mistake of putting my debit card in there.
Did it wipe your debit card?
And it wiped my debit card.
Oh, god damn. Well, maybe, but they'll figure it out, hopefully. I don't know. I was thinking of getting one of those
now money the cards, clips for my most phone. Cards maybe have chips. Fuck it up. I'm not sure that's a thing, but the little magnetic strip on the back.
Yeah.
You take a magnet, run that across it, it's gone.
It's oh, really? Jesus. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
You can just wipe people's credit cards and debit cards all day. Just all freaking day long. So, do you have a prohibition fun fact for this week?
I do, but
yeah, we'll get ready? To
that later.
What do you mean later? We don't even have that much time left. We're running the clock here.
Well, let's talk about Al Pacino's having a baby.
Al Pacino's having a baby. He's 83. He's 83 years old. Do you have that pulled up?
I do.
Well, all right.
Well, I have another article
pulled up. Chop, chop here, Dad.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you crap.
This article is Robert De Niro reacts to Al Pacino becoming a father.
Well, didn't Robert De Niro also have a child recently?
Robert De Niro had a child last April.
How old is Robert De Niro?
He is...
I like it when you're the one researching.
He is 79.
79 years old, yes. And Al Pacino's 83.
Pacino's 83.
Why is this the decision that they made?
He has a 29-year-old girlfriend.
Okay, so at least one of them will be around.
Yeah.
They're both going to be in diapers, the dad and the baby, before too long. You have two old-ass men. Two old-ass men having babies. And why are they both doing it so close together? Are they trying to start like an old man baby club?
It's Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, and they can pull whatever tail they want.
Yeah, I'm sure they can get, any woman, or not any woman, but many women.
They're both still really good looking.
They're pretty sharp for their age. I'd say Al Pacino looks a little better, maybe, than Robert De Niro. They've both been
Pacino,
in...
Yeah, Pacino, for 83, he looks fucking amazing.
He looks pretty good for 83.
He's still got a full head of hair.
But he doesn't look good enough to raise a full child before he dies.
Not at 83.
Before he passes on from this life.
That's Grandpa's age.
That baby's going to be 11 years old.
That's
before,
your Grandpa's
yeah,
age.
Yeah, before
Can
his,
you see Grandpa
his or
having
her father
a baby?
Passes. Huh? No. That would be fuck crazy. I don't think my grandfather is... I'm not going to say that. I almost said something that would have been funny, but would have been mean to my grandpa.
But, I don't know. So
no, I think that's crazy. Would you want to have a baby at, like, 83 years old?
Okay, so when it hits 10, he's going to be 93 if he's alive.
Yeah.
That's getting up there.
That's really up. That's nursing home age. Or that's having a nurse because he's rich.
And you have a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, you're not raising that kid after 5 years.
You're not seeing his graduation.
No way. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're scared of graduations.
I mean, he's going to be set... The kid's going to be set up for life.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
He's really not going to get to know his dad.
At all. Well, no, but they'll be able to, right? Because they'll have all of their work. They'll just watch. They'll just have to watch all of their movies.
Yeah, that's my dad. I didn't really know him.
I didn't know him because I was 5 and he had a heart attack because he sat up too fast.
Yeah.
But he wasn't Taxi Driver, so there's that.
Pacino wasn't in Taxi Driver.
Well, I was telling the joke as if it was De Niro's child.
I thought you would have
picked up on that, but that's okay.
Well, I thought we were talking about Pacino.
We were talking about both of them, loosely speaking. We were talking about Al Pacino first. And both of them were too damn old to have kids, I think. I understand the idea of wanting to have kids later in life. I want to have kids at like 35, 40, if I am able to. Because then you like are able to live your life and you're able... Because there's two sides to the argument. I'm on the side where you're able to like live your life and then raise your kids almost in your older age after you've done what you want to do. But a lot of people are of the idea where like they want to get parenting out of the way early so then they're free in like their 30s and 40s to go about and do whatever they want so that they're retired, so that they're like, you know, so that they're... We have raised kids and have the rest of their lives to do whatever they want. But apparently Robert De Niro and Al Pacino have gone a completely different route. Now, did they have kids? Did they have other kids that are older?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
I wonder if... I don't know. This is just weird that they both have kids.
Now, another actor, Tony Randall.
Tony Randall.
He had a kid when he was like... mid-70s. Mm-hmm. He died in 2004.
How old was the kid?
Probably not that old.
Probably not very old at all. Well, Jesus, that just seems weird to me. Well, I guess there's that.
Let's see, it's right here.
How old are you?
He was 77... when he had a child...
When he had a kid. And how old was he when he died?
And that was in 97.
Okay. How old was he when he died?
So he was 77 in 97, and he died in 2004. So 7 years?
7 years, huh? Okay. So a 7-year-old child, then the dad died.
Yeah.
How old were you when you had me? Because I'm your first biological child.
I was, I don't know, 20s, 26.
You don't even remember how old you were when you had me? Do you remember my birthday? Let's throw that. Let's put that heat on you.
July 6th, 2000.
Okay, but that's only because it's exactly 7 days. Well, not. It's yeah, it's so exactly like 7 days away from yours, before yours.
I was 29.
29 years old. Okay. So you were on the cusp of 30. Was that just by happenstance, or did you want to have kids late 20s?
Well, we got married in 99.
So it was just more happenstance.
And you were conceived in October.
Well, I don't need it. So a spooky season.
We got married.
I don't need to know any more. Yeah, any more details about the performer. Well, you got married in July.
The end of July, July 31st.
Okay, so right after I was born? No. You got right before I was born. A few months before.
The year before you were.
That's born. Right, because you were married in 99, not 2000.
Yes, and then October you were conceived. Really, we were really hoping you would be born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to be. Wasn't that you my were, due date?
We ended up going to the hospital, like, multiple times because your mom thought she was in labor.
Yeah, that would have been fun. You should have told them just to yank me out. I was ready. I was ready to see the world.
And even
that's
then,
a fun birthday. That's one of those fun birthdays.
Your mom was so ready. Yeah. She would, like, walk 3 miles a day.
She was trying to get that baby out of there.
And
which was that baby, was me.
On the 6th, well, the 5th.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain.
Yeah, it was like a thunderstorm or some crap, right?
Yeah.
I've heard this story before. Definitely heard my birth story before, unfortunately. Anyway, so it was raining outside. It was the 5th. Continue.
And power went out.
Uh-huh.
Came back on. Your mom's water broke.
It broke on the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to the hospital. It's a little before midnight. Went to the hospital because I'm like, we're not going back to the hospital until this actually happens. Because we've been there like 4 times. Get to the hospital and they have like some test they do.
Yeah.
It's like a litmus strip. And they're like, no, your water didn't break.
And she's like, well, it for sure did.
And I'm like, yeah, it did. I saw it.
Like, definitely something broke.
So what had water happened came is out of there. Your head had, like, blocked the placenta.
Yeah, ew.
So nothing else was coming out.
Ew. Now, don't get into those details.
Well, that's how it happens.
People are getting grossed out now.
So we're like, no, I'm like, no, I saw fluid come out.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
And they're like, okay, we'll take a longer look.
And they
like, oh, yeah, his head's in the way.
Oh, yeah, I had a big fat head when I came out. Remember how much I weighed? I think I was a big baby.
You were pretty big.
I was a fat toddler, for sure. Mm-hmm. I was a morbidly obese toddler. I mentioned that before on the show.
Well.
We'll put pictures up somewhere at some time. I was a fat baby. Don't even try to deny it. A morbidly obese baby.
You weren't morbidly
I was
obese.
Basically round for the first like 4 years
you
of my life.
You were so cute though.
I was adorable. I can't deny. I can't deny that. There's no cause to deny that. I was cute, but cute in the way where I'm like that baby is cute as hell. I'm also kind of concerned for his health. Is he about to have a heart attack? Like I looked like I was constantly in the state of that. Kind of like, I looked like Eric Cartman at like 2 or 3 years old.
No, you didn't.
I was rotund. You could have described 2-year-old me as rotund.
No,
I've seen pictures.
I described you as big.
I think I've said this on the show too, I learned how to walk by waddling, like a penguin. I think that's why I'm bow-legged, because I didn't learn how to walk by putting one foot in front of the other.
I don't
like
think
that
so.
One Christmas special. No, I instead learned how to waddle. shifting my body weight back and forth.
You got my athleticism. You were
well, I'm not saying I wasn't fast. I waddled with the best of them.
I have a picture of you with one of those stick horses and a cowboy hat, and you're in a diaper.
Yeah, I'm just fully... Now, I'm convinced that I'm nude in that picture because you see no diaper. Maybe it's covered up by the stick, but you see no diaper. And I'm in a black cowboy hat. And it's a fun picture. That was when I must have been like 5 or something, because I was, at some point, I just lost all of the weight and became a very skinny, skinny little small kid. A little tiny kid. Now, were you also a small child? Were you a fat baby as well and then suddenly got skinny? Or did you keep some meat on your bones?
No, I was always a little bigger.
A little larger.
A lot of that had to do with my diet.
Why, did you have a thick diet as a baby? A heavy diet? Were you eating a lot of meat and potatoes?
Not as a baby, but in your formative years.
Yeah.
Grandma always made meat, vegetable, and a potato.
Well, that's a pretty balanced diet.
Well, a lot of carbs.
A lot of starch, for sure.
And then we always had chips around. Every time we'd go somewhere, she'd stop at a gas station to buy smokes.
You'd get some snacks.
And she'd bring us candy bars.
Yeah. Well, that just sounds like you had a nice mama.
Yeah. It was a nice childhood.
Yeah. Well, good for you. But,
you know, I had the little tummy.
You didn't buy me many candy bars
as a
kid. Well,
because I didn't want you to get stuck with the...
Oh, I see. Forcefully starving your children so that they don't...
You ate very well.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Don't get offended now over there. Did you want a seat pad, by the way? I don't think we ever said this, but you sit in like the least comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life. And it's the chair you asked for. I'm not abusing you over here. You asked for that chair.
Yeah, I like this chair.
But do you want this seat pad over here? I forgot to give it to you today.
Yeah, it's getting a little hard.
All right. It's literally, it is like just a wooden seat, no cushioning at all, just a flat wooden seat, and then just steel bars is the back. Just absolute metal. There's no give to it whatsoever. You are forced to sit upright, straight as a soldier.
That's much better. I like a firm chair.
You like a firm, sturdy chair?
Yes.
I don't. I like a chair with a little bit of give. I'm sitting in my swivel chair that kind of swings. It swings back when I sit back. I like that chair with a little bit of give. You don't like comfy chairs? What's the matter with you? I'm not judging. I don't want to sound like I'm judging.
I don't know. I just like a firm chair.
You like a... Yeah. Well, I don't know.
One,
I've never heard of that.
You want to get up every now and then, which is good for you.
Yeah, is it easier to do so out of a sturdier chair?
Well, you're like, solid okay, I've chair? Been sitting for 20 minutes now, I need to get up.
Yeah, well, we sit longer than that on this show.
Yeah, so the chair pad's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But Prohibition fun fact, the Prohibition Party mascot was the camel.
The camel, why?
Well, it's the perfect symbol for not drinking, because camels...
store water in their humps.
Yeah, they don't need to drink a lot.
I didn't even know that before. I just big-brained that right there.
So Prohibition actually had their own political party. Like, you had Republicans and Democrats, but then you had Prohibitionists. Party,
yeah.
And their mascot was a camel.
That's a fun fact.
You know, Republicans' mascot is an elephant.
The elephant.
Democrats
the
is a donkey.
For the Democrats. And then the camel for the... So they were really trying to get in the third... Yeah, the thing, third
yeah,
thing there.
It didn't last. It lasted 13 years.
13 years. And then after that, the Prohibitionist Party wasn't a thing. They never tried to make a comeback. But that's a fun fact for another time.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, we'll look into that later. But there's your fun fact for the week. Prohibition fun fact for the week. Hell yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? What else is going on here? I think we're getting ready to wrap up here. What's up? What's popping?
No snacks today.
No snacks, no wrap snacks, no nothing.
Although
like that.
I did try a new snack.
What snack was that?
There's a brand of popcorn called Smart Pop.
Smart pop.
It's healthy.
Popcorn's been making a come. Go ahead and finish, then I have a point to make.
It's I don't know, it's how they pop it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like really low calorie, it's supposed to be a good snack.
Yeah, tasty.
Well, they came out with healthy Cool Ranch Dorito flavor popcorn.
Uh-huh, and you tried those recently.
And I tried that, and it is amazing.
Really good? Do they have that Dorito Cool Ranch flavor, but you like the texture better?
For popcorn, yeah. Just...
No, see, yeah, this popcorn stuff has been making a wave or something. Have you seen a lot more of that in the stores, like flavored popcorn?
Yeah.
You have stuff that's more like trying to represent chips, but then I've also seen like cookie, like infused or like flavored popcorn stuff, like trying to like pop a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
For some reason, health is like more and more coming together, and they've found a way to take junk food and healthier food and start to try to conform.
Well, they try, but
it's not healthy. Same thing like movie theater popcorn. If you take regular popcorn,
no butter, nothing.
A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
It's pretty healthy for you.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking healthy. Now, of course, movie theater, yeah, when you smother it in butter and salt and all that stuff.
And cook it in coconut oil.
Sure, it tastes the best. That's when it is
perfect. And that's my usual popcorn.
That's how you want to have your popcorn,
I normally don't.
But then it's not super healthy for you.
I never get microwave popcorn.
You're not a microwave pop. Like freshly popped popcorn.
Yes.
You want to know that those kernels recently went through a horrible chemical reaction.
Well, and it's very quick to do.
It's a fluffy snack.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's just better.
Now, when I was a kid, I'd like to take those, like corn kernels, like dried out corn cobs, put them in a brown paper bag, and just pop that. You could pop that, certain types of corn.
Yeah, you grew up in popcorn country.
I grew up in North Loop, which is home of popcorn taste. They could just make a lot of corn that, I don't know what type of corn it is. It's specifically made for popcorn, though.
Yeah. There are various types.
There's
several red popcorn, types there's yellow popcorn, there's white
popcorn. They make
popcorn.
All of them. But anyway, yeah, you can just put it in. Ouch, yeah. I fell out of my hand again. I need to find a better way to secure this mic. I need to get a swingy stand like you have.
Yeah.
I gave you the swingy stand because I'm a good son.
This one's kind of getting...
Well, yeah, it's worse. I've had that for years. We need to get better swingy stands. We have pretty good equipment now. Everything except for the swingy stands. Our swingy stands need to get better. What was I talking about? I'm a little buzzed now. That drink was pretty heavy.
Yeah, if you drank more than one.
Well, I didn't. If I did, I would be toasted. For the first time ever, though, I am drinking a second drink.
Oh, you are. Didn't even notice.
I got a Red's Apple Ale going here. Just because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the mood. I'm feeling the energy today. I wanted to keep it going here.
Well, I guess I'm driving to the bar.
What? Well, I'm not. I'll take you to the bar. I'm not toasted. I'm not drunk as hell. I got a good buzz going, though.
I think it's a little late for food now, though.
I'm going to get food. I'm hungry as shit. Anyway, we'll have the food conversation in 45 seconds from now, because I think we're just about there. We're an hour or so into it.
Yeah, you wanna go ahead and wrap up? Seth freestyle raps.
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to rap at some point.
Make that.
I'm going to make you freestyle rap, too, though.
I don't know if I'm quick enough.
You don't have to do it quick.
I can give you a topic very slow. And you can rap on it.
Well, we'll do it. I'm not very good. I'm a very white boy. But we'll do it. Next time or so.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, as always. And then, you know, like us on Twitter or follow us on Twitter.
Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook as well. Email us, chat us on Facebook, all of that stuff. Thank you for listening. Anything else to add, Dad?
Yeah, Erin Paca did get back to me.
Yeah.
She said she would make each drink separate.
She would prefer to make each drink separate, but it's all the same. It tastes delicious either way, she said.
Yeah, but she said if you want the flavor profile that you're going for, make each one separately.
To make it separately. So make it separately, make yourself one at home, and have yourself a Merry Christmas.
And enjoy the painkiller, because it will take away your pain.
That was cheesy as shit.